Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a tryout?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a tryout?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a tryout?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God.
Rape that
When I was at the
woman.
WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking
Rape
rape that
that
woman.
woman.
You had a
Rape
tryout? Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh
that
my God.
woman.
When I was at the WWE the other week,
Don't
I
rape
wanted to
that
just go fucking rape
woman.
that woman.
You had a tryout? Don't rape that
Bro, Sasha Banks.
woman.
Oh my God. When I
Don't
was at
rape
the
that
WWE the other week, I
woman.
wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
Don't rape that woman.
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just
You had a
go
tryout?
fucking rape that woman.
You had a tryout? He give them back a
Bro,
blood,
Sasha
sweat,
Banks.
and
Oh my
tears.
God.
They give
When I
us
was at the
milk
WWE the other
and
week, I wanted to just go fucking rape
Why
that
didn't you
woman.
say
You had a tryout?
that?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God.
Don't rape
When I was at
that
the WWE the other
woman.
week, I wanted to just go fucking rape
Don't
that
rape
woman.
that
You had a tryout?
woman.
Bro, Sasha
Please
Banks.
don't
Oh
rape
my
that
God.
woman.
When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a tryout? Rape
Bro,
that
Sasha Banks. Oh
woman.
my God. When I was at the
She's
WWE the
had
other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a
Bro,
tryout?
Sasha Banks.
So,
Oh my God.
rape that
When I was at the
woman.
WWE the other week, I wanted to just go
Rape
fucking rape
that
that woman.
woman. You had a tryout?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a tryout?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my
Ryan
God.
Van Fleet, tell me
When
you
I was at
have
the WWE the
the
other
new
week,
gospel album, not by Joe
fucking rape
Cronin
that
here.
woman. You had a
That's
tryout?
a rape that woman type of
Bro,
album,
Sasha
Bleedies.
Banks. Oh
We're
my
not
God.
into that. When I hear
Imagine the
Sammy
worst.
Guevara want to rape somebody, I got to throw you out a tryout. It was a panic-inducing moment. I couldn't believe what this predator was saying. But Bleedies Elias, when he has a guitar, he's saying such sweeter words. Have you heard the
Rape them.
EP? It was number one, Bleedies, on the iTunes charts.
You know, I was worried. I heard it was losing to the Hamilton soundtrack. And I go, I thought Hamilton came out a while ago. How was Elias losing to that? But apparently he overtook, he won, he took advantage. I'm glad that Elias has achieved that number one spot. However, full disclosure, I have not checked out this record. I'm still burned from the last one because my favorite song is when he was just kind of doing a little ditty and then he made himself laugh. So I hope there's plenty of that on this
Well,
album.
I heard whispers that you watched Halloween Havoc tonight. I thought it was because of the Elias album. I thought you loved it. Because Bleedies, we heard two tracks during the live concert. We thought we only heard one. He did like a medley himself, and no one was laughing.
Household name.
We were crying, Bleedies. It was beautiful. It was gospel music for What's Geezy, You, Me. A little House of the Rising something.
Everyone likes this song.
This is Elias, Bleedies. No one even knows it.
Oh.
Jesus. Amazing grace.
Cover? I swear I've heard this before, Bleedies.
Yeah, it kind of does sound a little bit like House of the Rising Sun, like you said. Like it almost sounds like that, but then it's almost like, you know, saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, now I can see. Like I think he's that. If that's where he's going, I might know this
No,
song.
Bleedies, it's that little bitty ting. You know,
Yeah.
it's not illegally the same. It's just a little the same. It's that little bitty ting. I hate this song. I've already heard it twice. It's too much. I swear I liked this album 2 days ago. Ladies, what happened? Is it because Jake Hager's fighting tomorrow that I hate Elias?
maybe that's I don't know if that's the exact spillover. I just think the Elias music stuff, I'm stuck in that world of, is he trying to do this seriously? Is he doing this just as his character? Like he turned heel. So if he was a baby face and he was releasing like, I hope you guys like my record, it would have to be good. But since he's a heel, it's like, well, no, I can make a shitty record and just say it's because I'm a bad guy.
He's not making any record. Don't think of Elias as an artist. No, it's WWE. He's their puppet. He was an idiot fucking meathead who played a drifter, and then they saw the marketability in him. They made him Elias. They gave him these guitars. This guy has no talent. He's a piece of shit. He's a dime a dozen. Braun Strowman could add this gimmick and probably done better. Remember? They competed. He had that big organ or that big bass. And at least Elias would smash a big bass after. Didn't he smash that bass? I don't know. He slapped the bass.
Yeah, sure. We got to see the big bass get destroyed. And that was fun. I think it was a cello. But yeah, it was I kind of like Elias. I feel bad for Elias, but I just want to say, I feel like wrestling was really good without Elias. So when he kind of gets just brought back and plugged in and then we're seeing him a lot more, I'm almost like, things were going pretty well. It's the same reason I know you like Lars Sullivan, but I'm still on that train of like, I think we were doing pretty
good.
You're
a piece of shit. I'm sick of this, Fleeties. I love this show. Every week you tell me Bruce Pritchard's a fat piece of shit, like Vader. No, he wrote that line, Fleeties. He isn't that line. Fleeties, how do you not love it? Elias versus Jeff Hardy. Like, we love Jeff Hardy. I already got you to admit it. You can't go back on it. It was just a week ago. Elias was gone. You even said, time away. We love him even more.
Ayako.
Shut up, Darcy. Akoyama. I'm trying to talk to my friend, Bleedies. I'm pointing the ukulele. You know this shit's getting real. Bleedies, he smashed the ukulele over Jeff Hardy's back. What aren't you loving about Elias? And the problem is I do think you are, like, taking him too seriously. He's a big joke. Just... Yeah. Think of him as a WWE character, and then you'll love the album. Like, the album isn't real music. It's WWE music. Like those Kane movies that you love. You don't think of those as real movies. They're WWE movies. So Elias is our favorite WWE creation, isn't he? You can say it.
He's the greatest creation we've ever had. But no, I agree. Maybe I'm at that point where when he was losing to Baron Corbin, or when he was beating Baron Corbin, rather, and you couldn't stand him, I was at the point of like, Elias is ready for that title, baby. Get Elias the fucking belt. Here we go. But now he's coming back and he's doing the music all over again. To me, we've seen it. We've done it. What is the evolution? Because I thought the evolution was for him to win that belt.
How about two albums? And Fleeties, I hit him with the car. I hated him so much. He won't fight me. He's dodging me. He wants to fight Jeff Hardy. He's lying on TV saying Jeff Hardy did it. You know who did it. This was redeemed by Elias. Get fucked. Look at me, Bleedies. I'm flexing for him. But as I was saying, Bleedies, I love Elias. I forget what I was saying. Did you hear his concert or not?
I heard the little bits of it. I didn't watch the entire thing. It was skippable. So I was like, I'm sure Jeff Hardy's playing that guitar over there. All and right. He's that amplifier over there. Like, I just knew.
Now we're hearing two songs. Mr. Skippable. I actually played the concert for you, so it's not fair. That you forgot.
Oh, yeah, I did hear it. Yeah, I you played it up for me on here.
You forgot Lead Me Home, Fleeties, our favorite song. All right, now listen to it, remembering that he's not writing these songs. Vince is writing them in his office, and John Moxley hates them. It's that type of shit. All right, here we go. Lead me, oh. Lead me. Come on and lead me home. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I travel through time and space, through a forest in a quiet place. And I let the moonlight rest on my face. And I need you to show me the way. So lead me, lead me, lead me, lead me home.
Okay, he wrote this one. He just wrote this one. The guy's a genius. What was I talking about? This is Lennon and McCartney in one, if they could sing. This guy's amazing, Bleedies.
I enjoyed that one a little more. And yeah, it does remind me of Lennon, McCartney, Ringo, Harrison. All into one person. Also mixed with a little bit of Edge. So I like it.
And maybe 25% Tilbrook, 75% Difford. I don't know. Ayako, when are you going to send me something this good? I got a bunch of shit demos I got to tell her. We got to hide a lot in this verse. I shouldn't say that to you. I should say this is perfect. Echo sends me a song. We got to hide a lot in this verse. I broke her heart, lady. She made a love song about me, and I told her the verses need to be hidden.
What? You? Yeah. She made you the love song that you've been dying for, and then you were like, I don't like it. I don't.
It's not good enough. I don't hear love enough in it. She didn't even say love, ladies.
You need to sing it from your heart, not your mouth.
Please, I don't talk like this. Stop it. I'm sick of this. I'm always treated this way by you and Ayako. I can't find the song. I don't think she wants me to play it, but I want to play the chorus because it's amazing, and she nailed that. Also, we'll all know the song, Belides. It's from Big Lebowski.
Oh, so it's a Big Lebowski. Just dropped in to see
yes!
if my condition
that's the
was
one. Me. You knew?
That's the one?
Yeah, she did that.
Oh, for some reason, that was the very first
How's
Big Lebowski.
Her name?
Part of me thought it was going to be The Man in Me something from the Bob Dylan song at the beginning. But now that it's dropped in to see my condition... Even better. We need to hear it now.
Ladies, is there any chance that Just Dropped In is about wanting to leave your husband for a sexy podcaster?
I think it might be because there's a line in that song that says, I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high.
Oh.
So I think you could turn that into a line about leaving your family for another man.
I'm in. I'm in, bro. Ayako, we're so unique. No one's like us, okay?
There's no two people like you two people.
Ladies, I'm listening to Ayako. I love it now that I know what it's about. Oh, you can't hear the verse. There's a lot to hide there. The first part, the first part's the worst part, Ayako. I didn't tell her all the notes. After I said the first note and she started crying, I just kept the rest to myself. I said, no, it's great. It's perfect. It was great. You reread the convo I sent you, Bleedies, you'll see I said all of that. Now, when Elias sends me songs... God, I hope the music video is just Elias sitting in a tan room, mouth sinking. Is that what it's called, Bleedies? Bleedies, do you love him yet? Wait, you forgot he wrestled Jeff Hardy. It was just a week ago. They had a match that ended with a guitar shot, Bleedies. What don't you like?
Friends. Los amigos.
What would we do without them? Friends.
Amigos.
Yo, Dad, you
hasta que la muerte nos separe. Hey, hey.
Ladies, I'm obsessed with that Mexican guy speaking Mexican over WWE. He has the definitive version of Los Amigos. Nathan Weller 19 said, Chair 100, Los Amigos. Ladies, why aren't you singing it? What the hell's your problem?
Oh!
Friends.
Los Amigos.
Very special.
Son especiales.
Friends.
Los Amigos.
Ladies, did you hear my Ayako song that he's covering here?
No, I don't. I didn't. So... I didn't hear this entire bit, I guess. Is this a Hulu SmackDown exclusive? Because I don't even remember this happening to my face. Bray Wyatt's a wrestler?
This was a Raw SmackDown exclusive. So Raw went blue for like a segment. It was awesome. It was Firefly Funhouse, KO, Los Amigos. And I had debuted a song that the lyrics were Gook Friend, Gook Friend, Gook Friend. Would you ever be more than my Gook Friend? Gook Friend, Gook Friend, Gook Friend. Would you ever marry a guy named Scampoli who says the word gook friend, gook friend, gook friend, I love you. So that was my song. And then Bray Wyatt heard me singing that for two straight episodes. It did some sort of friend song. And it's amazing.
Friends.
Los amigos.
Very special.
Son especiales.
Friends.
Los amigos.
Friends.
Te tengo en el corazón.
Friends.
Los amigos.
And I love that. I wish I could have that guy under my songs, Bleedies.
Why does he say the friends? Why doesn't he just say amigos? Why does he have to throw the friends, los amigos? Like Bray is saying, friends. Like it's not, this isn't proper translation. I'm worried that all of my Latino brethren are going to be
I got
confused.
A catfish. How about you? I got a catfish. Whoop-de-doo.
Ladies, I'll believe the S word when it comes to his language. I don't need to hear the dumb Hawaiian punch drinker. Tell me how to speak Mexican. The great Nathan Weller just said, cheer 100. Oh, wait, no. He He did the Bleedies catfish song. See, Bleedies, it's not like this guy's trying to tell you how to say catfish. What are you going to tell him?
In my head, I was even trying to say, like, tengo gato. I was trying to, like, translate it in my head. I forget the word for fish, though. Tengo gato fish.
Good friend. Good friend. Ladies, Los Amigos needs to be right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that should have, you should have brought in a Los Amigos.
Oh, good friend, good friend. Los Amigos talking, Los Amigos talking.
That's a good
Los
way to say
Amigos
it.
Talking, Los Amigos. Good friend, good friend. Los Amigos talking, Los Amigos talking, Los Amigos talking, Los Amigos.
Hey, Fat Gino, Brian Zane here from Wrestling With Regret. That's right, the Brian Zane, the one you modeled your beard after. And that's very flattering to hear, Fat Gino. And I guess if I ever grow my beard back, then in a sense, I'd be modeling it after you instead. Funny how things work. Well, Fat Gino, your loved ones, they and them.
They and them, loved ones. Tyler, that's your pronoun. How great is this? We got Brian Zane talking to Fat Gino, Tyler. Do you know who Brian Zane is?
I do know who Brian Zane is through you, Kevin, and this is fucking amazing. Is he calling Gino a they?
No, I think we are they and them. Oh, then again, singular people say it now, so it could be. We have
B2
to
consent a TDS and says so glad that Gino supports autistic content creators.
Gino, aren't you a Zay? I've been calling you that for a while now. Let's go back a little bit and hear some more. This is a nice long cameo from Gino's hero. I don't even know if Gino knew. I know Ayako knew. I don't know who else. Let's listen.
Fat Gino, your loved ones, they and them, they wanted me to just, you know.
Jim and them.
Add my condolences to you for losing your job at Chipotle because the hour-long shits you've been taking and how you just couldn't stay working because of those massive shits. And it's hard to hold down work when you have trouble with your bowels like that, Fat Gino.
Man, isn't it great how Brian Zane's funny when he has our bits? If I wrote for him, this guy would be so funny. If he had a Gino that got fired from Chipotle for shitting because of his IBS. I mean, I already heard all this on here, but it's still funny when he says it.
It's hilarious when he said it, and this is great, but I'm honestly, like, I'm thinking of Brian Zane as this guy that's just so fucking monetized, and I don't want to be canceled, and I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'm surprised he even did this without, like, having some fact-checking, like, story going on here.
Tyler, pay Colt Cabana, pay Brian Zane, or any of their kind some money. They'll do anything for you, Tyler. Then again, I did send Colt Cabana $12, and he refunded it. He didn't want to sell that T-shirt discounted. He had a friend that was going to pay $20. So he was going to virtue signal and refund. I'll find a way to get a Colt Cabana shirt, Tyler, even if I have to make it myself.
How you just couldn't stay working because of those massive shits. And it's hard to hold down work when you have trouble with your bowels like that, Fat Gino. I'm very sorry to hear that. You know, I know you're so nice, the nicest guy on the planet and everything, so I want to help you out. You know, I want to, you know, first of all, maybe stop having lasagna for breakfast. That's one step. One step I think that will help with that problem.
No, he already kicked that. Now it's the Velveeta. He has to start having lasagna for breakfast to kick the Velveeta. He needs to start having that fucking AEW lasagna from Twitter where it had cardboard on the top. Who was that, Jack Evans? Get some Jack Evans brand lasagna, Gino, and kick the Velveeta. You're having three servings a morning. You're having all meals in the morning. This isn't okay.
Problem down below. But, you know, as far as making income, you know, this time, these crazy times, it's hard to do. But I think there's...
Try making commercials. It works for me. I made the Johnsonville commercial.
Just to get steady work.
And I talk about wrestling sometimes.
You know, like jury duty. You get paid $25 a day for jury duty if you know, the trial's big enough. Yeah. So think of what you could buy for that kind of money. You could buy a nice new book or...
Yeah, that's what we need, Brian Zane. One of the 12 jurors taking a shit all day. We're never going to find out that Trayvon was guilty. This is fucking bullshit, Tyler. I hate this advice.
Yeah, and how did he know about the jury duty? Like, was that just a random guess, or do you think GM Staley knows about the jury duty as well? Apparently, this is what's stopping Gino from getting any kind of job or sending in any applications. The jury duty is in the way right now.
That duty is Gino's problem, and we don't need to add more duty to his life. Gino is a career juror. He should do that.
Clothes or more lasagna?
He begs outside between sessions.
Yeah. I guess.
And watches Wrestling with Regret season 2. Back when it was awesome, Tyler.
You know, it's up to you.
TWFS was on one of those.
But, yeah, something to think about when you're trying to get back out in the market and back at the job force and everything. It's very important. And so hope you can get back on your feet, Fat Gino, and hope you can find some employment in your future. I believe in you because I'm Brian Zane, and I'll see you next time.
Quiggly Johnson in the chat. I love Brian Zane now. What the fuck? No, love. You have to love GM. GM made that happen. Brian Zane doesn't know anything about a Fat Gino. Now he does.
I know what that they're trying to do. They're trying to take your soul from you. Raise it up. Build it up. Never, never, never gonna give it up. Build it up. Never give it up. Never, never, never gonna chill it up.
Ladies, we finally found someone on Trova we like again. This site is wild. When we found that UFC 4 old guy, I just called him wild. I didn't know every other word was disrespectful. And now we found this guy. This guy is wild, ladies. This guy will freestyle for hours, and he believes what we do. He has all the flags we have. And he's been banned on platforms like us, but luckily Trovo is there to give us a voice.
Don't you see what they're trying to do in the world of the shills and the world of the blues? Pills coming at you every day in the news, trying to take you down with the mental abuse. Build it up, build it up. Never, never, never go to shield it up. Build it up, build it up. Never, never, never gonna give it up.
Troubadour.
Here we go now. Everybody see it. About the lies and all the scheming. Here we go now with my friends of the nights. Building up their realm every day and night. Gonna build it up.
Ladies, this guy looks like Brody Lee if he was alive 20 more years. When I found this, I subscribed. Then I found out I subscribed to someone who was just streaming him. So we found him, and I subscribed to him, too. I had to spend $10 on finding this guy, Vlides.
This guy was that important that it was like, I need to make sure he's getting the subscription. I watched maybe 3 minutes of this guy, and it was wild. Some of the things he did say, I was like, wow. Like, you bring up Brody Lee. I see a lot of Zeb Colster in this guy. Just a lot of Uncle Zeb kind of hanging around, finally getting to speak his mind. He's got the same flag as Zeb Colster. What an interesting guy this is. He's just speaking his mind. And, you know, he's the complete opposite of me where it's like, I try and filter myself. He's like, no, fuck the filter. Here's what I'm saying. I mean these words full-heartedly.
I learned about his whole life. How'd you only make it 3 minutes after hearing him freestyle? This guy's so intelligent. He used to test children for disorders or something. He's one of those Unabombers who moved in the woods because he's sick of all the bullshit. And you'll notice these people have degrees. They're intelligent by society standards, but they're just sick of society, so they grow their beard out. Fuck off. I'm sick of it. We're not chilling up. Build it up. Grow it up. Get that beard up. If I could grow a beard, please, I would have done looked like this motherfucker.
Please. No more fighting foreign wars from foreign whores. USS Liberty sunk back down in 69, don't you see? Hey, man. Gonna take out the whole black crowd. The small hat guys with the hook nose now.
Jews.
Not no more lies, no more alibis. Everything is so contrived right before my eyes. I'm ready to rise up and fight them down.
Ladies, we haven't brought up the bird on his shoulder yet. He has a live, we thought it was a raven. We thought it was a crow. Turns out it's a black chicken or something. And he nursed it back to health, ladies. This thing. Apparently his sister found it. Its head was coming off. They were going to bring it to someone else's house, but they weren't home. There's more than one him, ladies. All these hicks nursing animals. If one isn't home, they just bring it to another's house. So he nursed it back to health. Half its head was eaten off by a coon. I assume the animal version. And ladies, now... he grew so attached that he couldn't give it up, and now it streams with him.
The fact that I didn't notice it until you say the bird, I kind of looked at it like I saw it earlier and I thought it was part of the chair. Like he had one of those odd headrests that go way above your head. Like, hey, I guess to each his own, maybe something to do with his hat. And the fact that I just saw the head move a little bit, this guy gets more and more fascinating. And you know, the problem is that every angry liberal on the internet will just go to this guy and flag it. That's the thing. Oh, go flag it. I, like you, I have to watch. I can't look away. I just need to know what is happening with this guy.
Exactly, and he's harmless. We're literally banning a harmless guy. That the type of guy that as soon as you find him, you pay him money and you follow him and you love him. Someone has to take him away immediately. This used to be the whole internet was people freestyling against Coons. Now, Vlades, we get so excited when we find one. Every comment section on ABC News stories was this guy. Now they've filtered out the internet of the real people, and they have these bots in. Then they claim Russian bots are the only ones out there. No, it's the fucking Chinese bots that are the problem. They've taken over our internet. They give us the illusion of choice. In China, they only have 9 sites. Here, we have 9. We think we can go to any site, but they've narrowed it down to 9 we can actually get to. When you go to Google, they'll have the results for you. And you start at Google. You're starting at one of the 9. And they'll make sure you don't find any of the other unlimited, like this guy.
I'm ready to shoot up the whole damn town now. Walk outside, armed to the teeth, ready, man, for you to give me...
Just because he says he's going to shoot up the whole town doesn't mean he's gonna. He is a gun owner, and he lives in New Hampshire, but those people are
you
safe.
Think?
Yes, I know where he lives, and it's safer because he's in your neighborhood. I would feel so safe with this gun owner. Now I don't have to be one. Now I don't have to shoot the C word. I don't know if we can say that word 3 times, Vlades. I've already said it twice.
Some grief. I'm going to shoot out your fucking teeth. You're not going to be on top of me. I'm not going to follow the majority. I'm not going to wear a mask on my face.
You can't ban art.
I'm not going to be like a fat Karen just waddling all over the place. I'm going to take a gun, let you see the glint, let you see the spark, man, when your days are done.
He's kidding.
I'm going to take out all of them, every single one of the cabal and friends. Fauci and Gates and Clinton and Obama, all of these guys, Bush, who want to do us harm.
He's naming names now. Uh-oh. Oh, here he is.
I kind of like that.
Oh, you kind of like that, huh, buddy?
The real
that was...
He's trying to get his feelings out. Oh, here we go.
This is where I came in.
I love when we hear the real guy come out after. So we get these insane freestyles. He's looking at a monitor, but he's freestyling endlessly. And then afterwards, he's like, that was pretty good. I forgot the pentameter, he says on one. Oh, Eminem? This guy was born for this beat.
Oh, fuck. What is this, Eminem? I think it's Eminem, right?
Gotta get in it. Look, he told
knows
us
what
is
it
this
is.
Song or is this instrumental?
He told us he would microdose on mushrooms every day to get his mind working, and he said he didn't even know why he doesn't yet.
All right, I'll try some M&M. All right,
give it a try, buddy.
Let me give it a try real quick.
Nathan
Cheesecake, what the fuck? That's how my brain starts.
I gotta use my Eminem rap style. I'm gonna use my Eminem rap style.
There we go, please. Yeah. I thought he was already using that, but now he's busting it out.
Here we go. Take it back on the track from the black on the attack now. Everybody just being whacked and brown now. We're gonna rise up, be free, humanity. It's okay to be white like me. Take it back, you know, Jack, we can fall. We can rise up, we can stand tall from the cabal. Don't fall down now, you gotta rise up. You gotta follow, man, you gotta...
Ladies, what's the cabal? Is that who took Parler from us?
Jeez, when he said the cabal, it almost sounded like the Skulls, like a secret underground society that's really tearing a space through our entire freedomscape. But I don't know what the cabal is. Didn't cabal try out for NXT? Isn't his name Loki now?
It clearly is who took Parler from us. You just answered it perfectly.
Gotta wise up. Gotta know that everybody's gay. Everybody's following the Rainbow Pride Parade. Every day, man, it's so depraved. Don't you see that the whole lie, man, the whole scheme. Luciferianism, Satanism, all an ancient religion, Babylonianism.
Ladies, this guy needs to face Max Caster one-on-one. I think he can freestyle better, but when Max starts writing, this guy is going to be in trouble.
If you give Max a couple hours and you let him go on Twitter and see what's trending, he'll be able to figure it out. He'll be able to throw it down together. This guy, I feel like if you gave him time and said, hey, you need to write your stuff out, he would be a complete failure. He relies heavily on he wants to watch the chat. He wants to see what shocks the chat, and he's just going for it, and it's all from his heart. Like when you, he's probably going to overthink when he writes down. He needs to just flow.
I stayed too long. He started talking about how God said that there be light. So the light came on day four. The voice is what made
existence. You know, Fat Gino.
He started telling me it's the harmonics. It's the sound that made us, not the light. God's voice did it. And he went on about this for about 10 minutes. You would have loved it, please. I had to get out of there.
I was going to say, this guy's definitely, he gives me like the vibes of that Christian where he's, I'm Christian, but he's way more Christian than I am. Like, he's probably got verses memorized and he's ready to slam you down with the truth of the Bible. And, you know, he's not like the new Christians that are like, you know, gays should be able to get married. God loves everybody. But this guy's like, no, the Bible says this. Fuck these guys.
You had a tryout?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking break right that them.
You had a tryout?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a tryout?
Oh my God.
Before we watch the best part of Dynamite, let's watch the best part of Legends House. When Pat Patterson comes out as gay to a people who already knew he was gay for 20 years, including one of the people he raped. Roddy Piper here, who got molested by... We should probably play a video to back that up. There's a great Roddy Piper clip of him talking about Pat Patterson doing some stuff to him, but he can't say, I shouldn't have said this. This was in the young times of shoot interviews, where Sean Oliver was breaking the door wide open on all this seedy underbelly stories, and he got Roddy Piper too comfortable. Right, now we got to watch that, don't we? Let's just put in Roddy Piper, Pat Patterson. This shit ain't hard to find, Tyler, even in Joe Biden's world.
Pat Patterson doesn't like me.
He loves me.
Pat doesn't like you?
No.
Okay.
My toenail scratched his asshole.
Tyler,
I put girls' toenails up my ass. Not their toenails, their toe. And the toenail's on it. And Tyler, this might have been my biggest mistake with Jessica. The first time we had sex, I shoved her heel up my ass. Like, the first time. I didn't even wait till the second time.
What the fuck, man? And what kind of position was that in? Were you on top of her and you just sort of sat back on the heel? What happened?
Well, I was on top for first, then I changed. She's on her back. I'm laying sideways. We're in a capital H without you there. So if we're in the full capital H, she's blowing you. But I'm on the bottom side, sideways, doing this. And while I'm doing that, I got her leg, and I shove her left leg, because her right leg's up around my shoulder here as we're on her side. And her right leg, I'm just digging in there. And as I thrust my penis in, it moves my ass and hips into her foot. And it feels good.
Man, what a fucking setup you have right there, man. I never thought that could be possible. And it seems kind of fun.
I call it the Pat Patterson now.
Again.
Internet girlfriend can confirm this is my favorite thing to do. I actually put internet girlfriend's full big toe up my ass. That was my second favorite thing. The heel's big, and I like that. The toe's not big enough.
Right, Olympic auditorium, I was, I don't know, 21.
21? That ain't molested. You got raped, bro.
I must have been, okay. You know, you need to be a man about these. Me, I'm talking about myself. Need to be a man about
don't
these.
Don't you love this, Tyler, when old guys talk about being a man? That's always fun to hear. Gay people hate that. Gay people hate that. Trannies hate that. Be a man. That's a societal norm. By the way, Tyler, while we're on this, Nyla, Rose, Sunny Kiss, we all agree societal norms are bad. We should go against them. We're all punk rock, okay? But here's the thing. When you say you're a girl because you like the color pink, because you wear girl things that society considers girl things, you're just giving in to the societal norms. You're not rebelling. What a real rebel does is saying, I'm going to wear blue, I'm going to wear pink as a guy, but I'm still a guy, but I'm wearing the girl color. What are you going to do about it? You don't go, I need surgery now because I wear pink. Society was right. No. I'll teach you more later.
These things. And, you know, like, since I was 15, I've been in this business. And,
Now he's molested, 15. So he got, you're young, he got molested when he was 15. He must have said something when he was 21.
Business, it can be very difficult.
It's a political thing? Was he trying to keep you down?
No.
Sexual thing.
Hey, you know, probably my fault.
Probably my fault. Oh, God. BFN, you're going to say that so many times in your life. You liberal idiot. It's probably your fault.
I
got raped in this awesome San Francisco city. It must be my fault. It couldn't be San Francisco.
I was a pretty little kid, believe it or not, one time, and it just got awkward. That's all.
He made you awkward, and you held a grudge.
Or I did, whatever, you know, my bad.
Were you forced?
All right, so Tyler, he has tears in his eyes. He said he thought he was a pretty little kid. He thinks it's his fault. What could have happened with Pat Patterson in the shower?
Man, everything could have went down, and, you know, Piper was probably with it and then had some second thoughts take place, but, you know, he's full-on victim right now if he's saying it was probably my fault.
No doubt about it. And then he even does a podcast segment trying to explain it later on his podcast. His podcast was, like, more incoherent than Ric Flair drunk on his podcast. Like, it made no sense. Poor Roddy Piper was just out of his mind. Like, he did too many drugs or had CTE or something. He was half retarded. Here we go.
Got that.
So now here's happy Roddy Piper with his rapist, and we're all going to cry together about something else. We all know, by the way, we all know Pat Patterson's gay. And look, this guy, Teddy Atlas, knows exactly what Roddy Piper should be feeling about it. But so we know Pat's gay. That clip we watched with Sean Oliver was years ago, before this. Sean knows he's gay. But we're going to come out now like it's news. Look at this.
Well, from where I come from, what I have nothing, no family.
Now, France has a lot of gay people, so don't act like France wouldn't let you come out.
No money.
And it's all Muslims now. They kill us there. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
I ended up with Vince working in the office. To me, that was the biggest achievement of my life. But there's more to that, guys. There's more to that.
Yeah, we know. He ricocheted you.
Sitting here tonight, I'm going to say something that I would never want to say publicly.
I'm a fag.
But being here with you guys...
I'm a big French fag. And I created the Royal Rumble. Everyone just cheers. Why are they crying? This is good news.
For once in my life, I'm going to be me now.
Look at Piper. Oh, God, he's fingering those grapes real funny. He knows exactly what happened. Oh, Howie. Howie, he has no idea. They never let him in on anything backstage.
I survived all this being gay.
I survived all this.
But when he
being
just
a fag.
Let it go tonight and made it happen, I started tearing up. My fellow Legends mates started tearing up.
I lived with that for 50-some years.
We all did. We know.
I had a friend with me for 40 years.
What?
And I lost him because he had a heart attack, and what? I ended up alone.
Now we're
I
crying.
I survived the business. I did. I'm so proud of me.
Oh, look at that. Roddy Piper loves that part. Oh, your fucking fag friend died. You two double-teamed me. You got what you deserve.
I did. I'm so
Why would you have this look on your face after you found out about the saddest part of the whole thing?
I lost him because he had a heart attack. And
a
I
heart attack, huh? Well, I'm hungry.
I survived the business. I did. I'm so proud
it's a long
of me.
Toast.
It's tough, guys. It was tough.
We love you, Pat. We've always loved you.
I gave my life to the business. I don't regret nothing.
Best part of the show, Tyler, is when Roddy Piper would go walk outside under the moon. He would have dark nights where he couldn't hang out with Pat Patterson. And he'd go howl at the beach and shit in the middle of the night.
Bro, Sasha Banks, oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a trial?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks. So, God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
You had a tryout?
Bro, Sasha Banks. Oh my God. When I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman.
Hey, I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin with my next guest on the Broken Skull Sessions, the one and only Chris Jericho.
I can't believe it.
Chris, we're going to make a list of Jericho where I will give you a category and you will give me your top.
Oh, no. This is already like 316 day when we had no fans. Is it going to be awkward bits the whole time, Vlades? I do like his bong in front of him.
I sure do hope it's a bunch of awkward bits. I hope it's – I like that him and Randy have a three-hour conversation. That's excellent. And then probably someone goes, let's throw in some game show shit. Let's make this like Jimmy Fallon. Why don't you guys karaoke a song together, and we'll see how it goes. I'm excited to watch this, so I think it's exciting we have an All Elite Wrestling guy here on Peacock. He's – what is he, the first one?
Yeah, let's get to the dick list. When do we pull dicks out of a bag? And what does he ask about the size of Batista's dick?
Top one or two answers. Okay. Top talkers.
Well, obviously, you and The Rock, I'd have to say.
Favorite?
Wow, Austin and Rock on the dick list right away.
Opponents.
Shawn Michaels and
Kurt Angle.
Kevin Owens.
Tag what? Teams.
Kevin Owens. What?
Big Show and Sammy Guevara.
Your favorite
Sammy. Big Show.
WrestleMania moment or moment.
We hate every answer.
But Shawn Michaels, I didn't hear WrestleMania the question. 19.
Why does he just say Shawn Michaels for everything? I don't like any of the other names, but he said Shawn Michaels a few times, Vlades. I like that.
No, I mean, you gotta give him credit. And he looked up to Sean his entire career. I didn't even hear the question for Sammy Guevara, but the fact Nichols that, hey, I'm on Peacock, what's the name I'm going to say for sure? Sammy Guevara.
His best tag team partners. Up there with Big Show, Sammy. All right, this is one where he said Sean, so I went back to this.
Shawn Michaels and Kevin Owens.
Tag teams.
Big Show and Sammy Guevara.
Your favorite WrestleMania?
That tag team would fucking suck. Big Show and Sammy Guevara? Ladies, I'd rather watch the Death Triangle tag team.
I enjoy me some Death Triangle, and I enjoyed them showing a clip from my favorite match of 2020, the Orange Cassidy and Pac match. But can't Pac and Death Triangle kind of just say, look, we've changed. We got Mike Tyson in our corner now. And then cut a scathing promo against half the locker room?
Why does Jericho think every question is, guys, I should stun? Let's start naming cool people, not guys Stone Cold needs to beat up.
A moment or moments.
Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 19, where we stole the show.
Love that one. Technical wrestling.
No one remembers it. I remember John Cena the next year, Vlades.
Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, top of the top.
High Flyers.
Rey Mysterio, by far.
Future WWE Hall of Famers.
Kevin.
Half Flyers? What is that, Vlades?
Half Flyers are people that will look you in the eye and tell you one thing. And it might be true, but half the time it's not true. So, like when Christian tells you it's going to be back here in WWE, that's kind of true, but he's going to go to AEW. He's a half liar.
I think Bischoff also said Eddie Guerrero for that one. So, it's interesting. He's come up on a couple half liars.
Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, et cetera, et cetera.
And I will throw you in the mix. This is Chris.
Whole fucking show. The whole fucking show. Follow the buzzer to the rotten fruit trees. Going slow through the gallows so the passerbys can see. Put a rope around my neck to make it hard to breathe. Declared me dead, but I didn't disagree. When the town folk spoke aloud my eulogy, a cast a spell scripted by the witch Chabby. I hurt for real now, I'm healed eternally. Time to erase their minds, cause I am now the fiend. Shake those hips, let your backbone slip. Pull up your pants, do the muscle man dance. Wiggle your behind, erase your mind. Just follow my voice.
Ladies, Tyler Spider just used Streamlabs to play Hangman Adam Page's theme song by Jeremy Taylor. That is not royalty-free, Tony Khan. You cannot use our version without begging publicly. And then 9 days from that night is when I'll let you use it for the first time. Tyler Spider used Streamlabs, Vlades, because Botrix is down, so people can't TTS right now, and I'm sorry for that.
Oh, Jim Ross, that wrestling guy, he died in his sleep. Little JR's gone.